5. What I think I'll do is give a name check and acknowledgement to one or two people, no, in fact all of the people who sent us birthday cards today. So if you sent us birthday cards for our first birthday this weekend, a big thank you to you lot. And if I just dig out, what we've done is put the names down, because all the cards are up in the place where we're having our little bit of a do tonight. And what we've done is transferred the names of all the people who sent us cards. So we'd just like to say a big thanks to all the following people. From Southport, Phil Hilton, Upton, Bill Jones, John Pritchard from Runcorn, and of course the one and only, delightful, Jenny Darlington from Hollywell, Grant Simmons from Clawton, Radio Doom, and all the lads connected with Radio Doom from Southport. They sent us a post office greetings telegram. A big thanks to you lot for that. Dougie Woods from Birkenhead, Mark Wayne Barrett from Liverpool, with a nice, nicely ornately, ornate decorated card from him. Mark Wayne Barrett, if you're listening, I'll be playing you a piece of music in around about 5 or 10 minutes, incidentally. Jay Thomas, of course, I couldn't forget him. He sent us a card also. Angela Pinnington from Blundell Sands. Herbs from Eccles. Yes, folks, we got a card postmarked from Eccles. That's from Herbs. Alison Edwards from Blackpool, along with her sister Janet. And, of course, the Mice and the Mole Men. From who knows where. They never put us an address, they just put somewhere behind the skirting board. So to you lot who send us birthday cards, a great big thank you to all, from all here at MAR, and all much appreciated and on show at the moment. So thanks a lot once again for all the birthday cards you've sent us. Oh God, what's that? Hang on. Someone's just come through the window again. It's another brick. It's the third time this year. Oh, let's lean over here. There's people, anybody out there? Who's all in that? A brick with a bit of paper around it. Wish people would stop doing this. I've told you before about throwing bricks through this window. Cost Gladys a fortune in lost gin revenue to get this repaired. It says, dear Mike, sorry about this for a request, but I know you're not playing any requests normally tonight on your shows, but I must ask you if you would please give a birthday dedication for Julie Loughran, whose birthday it was last Tuesday. Many thanks. Well, that's it. Julie Loughran, if you've got anything to do with this, words are going to be said. Seeing as I've got this request here now, I'll do it. In future, just send them into 72 Millhay. I'm fed up with people hurling bricks through the window to get requests played on my show. Julie Loughran, happy birthday to you from last Tuesday. I'll play you a piece of music right now. draft coming through the window now. That's for Julie Loughran on her birthday last Tuesday. It comes from the Gorillaz from 4 years back. It used to be known as the Hammersmith Gorillaz. And that's a track called Gatecrasher. It's 13 past five on Sunday afternoon. M.A.R. Merseyland Alternative Radio. On the anniversary of the first birthday. 12 months on the air. And what I'd like to do is give you some information which we have been giving out for quite a while, but I'll remind you again that as from next weekend, which is the end of the month, then the MAR newsletters and also a limited amount of orange car stickers are available, 266 to be exact. Normally we give our green car stickers, but these are 266 orange car stickers, a special birthday pressing, as they say, and also the two-page, sort of, just a rough information sheet that we'll be sending out as from next weekend. Quite a few people have already sent stamped address envelopes in requesting some of this stuff, and we'll be posting it off in the week. If you would like some and you haven't already applied, then a stamped address envelope to 72 Millhay Heights, Moreton, Wirral, Merseyside. Of course, the same address for everything, in fact, including sending loads of money to me. 72 Millhay Heights, Moreton, Wirral, Merseyside. And if you would like a newsletter and an orange car sticker signed by every bugger here, big deal what, then just send a stamped address envelope to us and we'll send them back to you. That's the MAR newsletter, also a limited 266 only orange car stickers going free. Just send to us at 72. Also the same address for requests and dedications. And badges, of course, 25 pence each, or rather 25 pence for two from the same address. And the MAR first listeners night next Sunday at the Hamilton Club in Birkenhead. Sunday, 2nd of November. Not tonight, as Martin Green mentioned earlier, but it's next Sunday, 2nd of November. Tickets are absolutely free from Strand or Blacks or Reaction or Bushies or Skeleton, all by sending an SAE to us here at 72, just stating how many tickets you would like. You can have as many as you like, actually. They're all free. That's a week tonight, Sunday the 2nd of November, the MAR First Listeners Night, where you're all cordially invited, and I hope to see some of you there. I would like to thank everybody who's written in to me over the past 12 months. It's been really amazing. Some of the societies and characters who write to me regularly. If you have as much fun listening to this as we get out of doing it for you, then I suppose you must enjoy it. I really love doing it. And we only do it for the pleasure of it, of course. We don't get any financial reward out of it, which to me is the best way to do it. Because once money started creeping in, I suppose we'd all start knocking each other about viciously, wanting more. So we all do it for the fun of it, and we hope you enjoy some or all of what we do for you. And to all the people who write to me regularly, the likes of all the societies, the Sacred Acts, even the Sacred Acts out there, the Mice Men, the Mole Men, the Rainbows, the Mike Stand on Appreciation Society, the We Know Mike Stand Secret Identity Society, Radek and M.G. Burkett and J. Thomas, to mention but a few. To all of you lot, a great, big, huge from me, and also, of course, for the girls, who I won't bother blowing kisses at, Jenny and Mandy and Angela and Janet, and who else have we got? Oh, God, there's so many. Anyway, to all of you lot, I hope you're going to keep writing to me over the next year. And Mark Wayne Barrett, of course, who I'm going to play a couple of tracks for now. A couple of old singles for Mark Wayne, the hippie art student who writes to me regularly with nice decorative letters. For you, a couple of tracks coming up. And as I say, a big thanks to all of you who have bothered to take the time and trouble to write to me over the past 12 months. And I hope you'll keep on over the next 12 months. Track that I played a few weeks back, and I've been asked a couple of times since to play it again.
Alone in a house by a school, she wears fur coats and hats and old-fashioned shoes, and her one aim in life to be on the screen top, filling with ballet, her favorite dream. So once a year, Granny takes a trip, always first class, and she's well equipped for the movie auditions in Hollywood. She always turns up, but she's always turned down.
Mm-hmm. mother's game. She's bound to find fame. So, Granny, my dear, we all wish you the best, and don't beg to find your happiness. So once a year, Granny takes a trip, always first class, and she's well equipped for the movie auditions in Hollywood town. She always turns up, but she's always turned down.
Purple Gang, once again, from the album The Purple Gang Strikes. That's a track called Granny Takes a Trip. And also, of course, another name I forget to mention, or forgot to mention just before, was Herbs, the amazing Herbs from Eccles. These names keep flooding back to me. There's so many of the regular contributors to this farce who write regularly that it's absolutely impossible without having them all at hand to remember them off the top of my head. So apologies if I've... if I've forgotten you. I'll probably... I'm going full of wind here. It's all this coffee that knicker-headed woman keeps feeding me. I'll probably remember one or two more before the end of the show. So please don't take it to heart if I've forgotten to mention you. But there's so many of you. And I really am grateful for you all taking the time and trouble to bother to write to me. I do appreciate it. I spend many a happy hour in the week reading through some of the mail you fools send in. And it's really great. I have great pleasure in showing the letters to other friends as well. They can't believe it. They really can't. Anyway, it's 20 past five. And what I've just been doing while the last couple of tracks were playing is looking for another jingle. And I noticed on this tape, which we haven't edited up yet, a young lady called Angela came down to the studio with me about 3 or 4 months back. Unfortunately, she's gone back to Dubai to work, so she can't be with us to come and say hello personally. But while she was doing some of the taping for us, and lots of silly things came out, then of course there were mistakes and the inevitable cock-ups being made on the tape while she tried to do the jingles for us. What we normally do is get our jingles and put them to music, and put music before, music over the top of it, music at the end of it, and other such things. And we've still got a full tape of Angie's voice with nothing on it yet. No editing up, or no musical intros or outros. And what I've found is a couple of mistakes, which I think I'll play for you. I noticed Kevin Hall this morning when I was listening to his show. He played a couple of jingles, or a couple of wrong jingles that you never hear over the air, actually. They just get thrown on tape and thrown out. But what I'll do, I'll play you a couple of Angies that I found here on tape, which went wrong during the recording of them. And let's see, I've just heard a couple of mistakes here. I don't know how far into the tape it goes, so I'll play a little bit and see what we can find. This is Angie making one or two mistakes while trying to do some jingles. Let's see what we can find on this one.
It's The Breakfast Show with Steve...
Next one down.
Oh. It's The Breakfast Show with Dave Simpson.
No. Next name down.
Dave Simpson. It's Dave Simpson. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Fool.
266 Merseyland Alternative Radio.
The Weekend Sound of M.A.R.
The Weekend Sound of M.A.R. The Weekend Sound. M.A.R. 266. 11:25. Saturday. Sunday.
Do you want to do that?
M.A.R.
Oh, and so she goes on. I don't know if there's any more mistakes on there. letting you have a look behind the scenes there of jingles as they're laid down originally on tape, with Angie making one or two mistakes in the beginning there. Quite a few more mistakes on that tape. I'll have to see if I can find some more before 6 o'clock when I go off the air. I'm with you till 6 tonight, from 4 till 6 today, on this special first anniversary birthday do of Merseyland Alternative Radio. Music continues till 10 o'clock tonight, following me for 2 hours from 6 till 8. It's Dave Simpson. And from 8 till 10, Johnny Dwyer returns. Closed down at 10 o'clock, unless we can get the other live link to the party together, and then we can all sort of come back on the air for 20 minutes or so. See what happens later anyway. We already blew one transmitter up yesterday morning by trying that. So see if we can get it together for 10 o'clock tonight. Dave Simpleton, Legs, will be along after me at 6 o'clock. And still some empty bottles of hair remover here in the studio, apart from Matt Black's syringes, which he's left lying around from his show earlier this afternoon. And all sorts of awful things. Kevin Hall's weight-reducing pills he's left here. I heard him going on about trying to diet. He's left his bottle of weight-reducing pills, trying to put himself off food, he is, and see if he can get on with that. So Dave Simpson, anyway, following me in 35 minutes' time. Another record for Mark Wayne Barrett. He asked me a little while back to play Let's Go to San... No, what was it? If You Go to San Francisco, or San Francisco, whatever it's called, by Scott McKenzie. And since I brought that record into the studio, I noticed that Martin Green has hammered it into oblivion. But this is another song of a similar ilk, going out for Mark Wayne from the Flowerpot Men, and a track dedicated to any other hippies of the early days. It's a thing called Let's Go to San Francisco. Oldies delays throughout most of the day today due to it being our first birthday, 12 months on the air. So we're featuring mainly old music throughout the whole of the day. And that one's from originally 1967, re-released, of course, in 1978. A band that used to be known as the Ivy League, amongst other things. There they go under the name of the Flower Pot Men. And that's going out to all the hippies who listen to this junk. It's a thing called Let's Go to San Francisco. And why not? Better than staying here, I suppose, isn't it?
For all cleaning jobs on Merseyside, ring Greenfield Industrial Cleaning Company. They specialise in industrial cleaning such as factories, schools, offices, hospitals, hotels, and will undertake any kind of cleaning work. They also do cradle work and stone cleaning. The numbers to ring are 678-1797 and 678-3078. It's Greenfield for your cleaning jobs.
Thing called One Chord Wonders. First hour of the show, I played a couple of the Skeleton Records label. He's got about 7 singles out, I think, up to date, and a brand new album. In fact, 2 albums, I think, coming out at the end of this month. One's a compilation album that's going out for the ridiculous price of something like $1.99, and another one, Electronic Music, by a band called Windows. That's 2 brand new albums coming out at the end of this month on the Skeleton label. But what I've been doing during the show is featuring one or two of his singles, or John's singles, on his own label, the Skeleton label. I did a little earlier, Attempted Moustache and The Relations. And what I've got coming up now is the very first ever single on the Skeleton label. Skeleton 001 is the number. Figure that out. And it's a track by a band called The Stopouts, who are now defunct, which means that they don't exist no more. And yet again, another B-side. The A-side of this single was called Strange Thoughts. This is the B-side on the very first Skeleton single. In fact, Skeleton and Seaview are the 2 original advertisers who started with MAR back when we came on the air in October last year, and they're still with us. So to John at Skeleton and also to Seaview Road Car Sales, many thanks to you for staying with us and helping us out over the first year. The third single in the show tonight on the Skeleton label, The Stopouts, a track called Just For You And Me. Thank you. What's it finished? sorry about that. I was just trying to put a piece of board over this window from where the brick was thrown through a little earlier. It's been mighty drafty in here. Fortunately, it is dry this afternoon, but it's a little bit cold and drafty. Excuse me, I've just got a couple more nails to put in, otherwise I'll never get it done. Right, okay. That's that out of the way. Sorry about that. Almost better. Might get a bit warmer in here now. Great gaping hole in the window. I wish people wouldn't throw requests on bricks through here. The Stopouts. Yeah, the Stopouts and their first single on the Skeleton record label. And a track called Just For You And Me. I've got another outtake of Angie coming up where she's putting a Cockney accent on and makes a right mess of the jingle she tries to do. Following that, I'm going to play a piece of music for Radek, who is one of my regular contributors, and he always puts on the bottom of his letters that he writes every week, play some Floyd. I don't play very much Floyd, I must admit, because I try and keep off the rock stuff unless it's specifically asked for, but seeing as we're doing a special show today and we're playing mostly oldies, then I'll play an oldie from Floyd. Not too old, in fact. It's from the album Wish You Were Here. And following Angie making a mess of trying to talk in a Cockney accent, then for Radek and all your friends at school, a piece of Floyd called Have a Cigar.
You are listening to the... Oh, God. I was going to say Mercy now. You are listening to MAR Radio on 266 metres in the medium wave band.
See just how ugly everybody is except me. I mean, like, Kevin Hall is extremely ugly and he's too big, and Martin Green is ugly, and Robin Blind, well, he just he's just beyond description. Chris Francis is uglier than I am. Matt Black, well, if he's in any state, we might have to wheel Matt in, actually, and just prop him up on the stage, because he does normally stay in his coffin during the day, and we bring him out for his nighttime show. But if Matt can come along, then we'll just lay him on the stage so people can walk around him and look at him. Dave Simpson, well, he's incredibly handsome, in fact, actually, is little Dave. Little dark Dave, with the incredibly hairy legs. Very, very handsome. John Dwyer, he's uglier than I am, and I am so ugly that I'm going to be wearing a paper bag over my head next Sunday night. So if you'd like to come along, you're more than welcome. Free tickets available, of course, from Strand, Black's, Reaction, Bushies and Skeleton. Also, if you can't get to any of those shops... I'm all blocked up again. Then you can send a stamped addressed envelope into us at 72 Mill Hay Heights, Morton, at Wirral. It's been mentioned this afternoon that things like it's on tonight and that tickets are 50 pence each, and everybody's been making mistakes this afternoon, as they always do, of course. But the tickets are absolutely free. It's 50 pence on the door without a ticket. Tickets are free from the five shops I've just mentioned, or by sending into us, and you can have as many as you like. So just drop a little note in with your envelope as to how many tickets you would like. The tickets are free. If you haven't got a ticket, it'll cost 50p on the door. That's next Sunday, 1 week tonight, the 2nd of November, the first MAR 266 Listeners Night. And everybody's welcome.
Skeleton Records.
For the widest selection of new and used records and tapes on the Wirral, it's got to be Skeleton Records. Where the Aleutian Finding Service will help you trace any back catalogue record. Specialising in new wave singles, Skeleton buy most types of second-hand records. So for the best in music, call into Skeleton Records at 46 Argyle Street, Birkenhead, Merseyside.
Music Mama!
Birthday to us, happy birthday to us. 5:45 on Sunday, 15 minutes of my show to go till 6 o'clock tonight, eh? And another record at Twice the Speed of Light from 1977, another band which I used to work with when I did the live punk nights about 2 or 3 years ago. Worked with quite a lot of bands, and one of them was a group called London, and this is their version of the old Easy Beats tune. It's called Friday on My Mind. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Come to say I feel bad. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got Friday on my mind. It's gonna happen in the city. She'll look back tonight. She is out of sight for me. Tonight, I've met my friend tonight. I've bleached my hair tonight. I've got to get to my Monday, I have Friday on my mind. To the 5 day drive once more. There is nothing worse that bugs me more than working for the rich man. Hey, I'll change that thing one day. Today I might be mad. Tomorrow I'll be glad. Cause I've got Friday on my mind. It's gonna happen in the city. I'll be with my girl, she's so good.
Follow that if you can. My advert tape has just snapped. I haven't got another record ready. And it's coming up to 12 minutes to 6. That was London from 1977. And a thing called Friday on My Mind. It didn't jump. Well, it did jump in the middle because I knocked the deck. While, switch the monitor off, you fool. Well, I was trying to fix me tape, which has snapped. And knocked the decks. These are the Stranglers. Dedicated to me. Get a grip on yourself. And One final record to go in my show. Music tonight continuing until 10. And if you haven't long joined us, it's the first birthday of MAR. 12 months on the air this weekend. And we're playing mostly old music right throughout the day. So I hope you're going to stay with us till 10. One of the names I forgot to mention a little earlier from all of my contributors, or the ones that I can remember offhand, was of course Marie Dean, who won one of my competitions a few weeks ago. Also Birkett, I think it was MG Birkett. Your album will be on the way this week from the winning competition of 2 weeks back, as I've been away all week until late Saturday night. Didn't get back till late last night. Then I haven't had a chance to post it off this week. Your album will be posted to you next week, so don't panic, it is on its way. From Marie Dean, who I know likes Bruce Springsteen, a little piece of Manfred Mann for you. Written by Brucey, Blinded by the Light. And also to everybody else who's taken the time to write to me throughout the year, hope you'll keep on doing so. I love hearing from you. And to everybody who's written to me this week, although I asked you not to as I was away, I'll try and acknowledge your letters next weekend. Normal times from me next weekend, 5 till 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann for Marie Dean. And don't forget next Sunday night, the first MAR 266 Listeners Night at the Hamilton Club in Birkenhead, Sunday 2nd of November. Tickets are absolutely free. If you'd like some, send a stamped addressed envelope into us at 72 Mill Hay Heights, Moreton, Wirral, Merseyside. And maybe we'll get to meet each other next Sunday night. Hope you've enjoyed some of the oldies I've been playing for you this afternoon. I'll be back to normal next week. And I hope to see you Sunday night, if possible, if you want to come down. Tickets available, of course, from Strand, Blacks, Reaction, Bushies and Skeleton, or from 72 by sending an SAE. Try and get down, we'd really love to see you. I'll be the one with a paper bag over me head. Until then, I might be back on about 10 o'clock tonight if we can get the live link joined up. If not, I'll be back next Saturday at 5. Until then, from me, Mike Stand, that's all. Stay tuned, another 4 hours of music till 10 o'clock tonight from MAR on the first birthday, 12 months on the air, 266 1125.
Alternative Radio, 1 year on the air.